I'm John Scott. A shooting at a Rhode Island hockey rink has left three people dead, including the suspect, and three more injured. Details still sketchy about that shooting this afternoon at Dennis M. Lynch Arena in Pawtucket, a few miles outside of Providence. Iran's top diplomat has held talks with the UN nuclear watchdog in Geneva ahead of negotiations between the U.S. and Iran.
Oman is hosting U.S.-Iran talks in Geneva on Tuesday. The talks come after President Trump moved another aircraft carrier to the region. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said it's too early to tell if the talks will amount to any concrete changes.
They'll have meetings. We'll see what happens.
Iran launched a drill in the maritime area around Iran on Monday for the second time in weeks. State TV said it was a drill testing Iran's intelligence and operational capabilities in the Straits of Hormuz, the Persian Gulf, and the Oman Sea. I'm Karen Shamas.
A Ukrainian delegation heading to Geneva for another round of U.S. brokered talks with Russian officials days before the next week's fourth anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion of its neighbor. There is no anticipation of any significant progress on ending the war with these talks. A bill has been introduced in the Washington State Senate that would raise money, some of which would go to media outlets in that state. The Seattle Times supports the bill as a lifeline for local news, but critics like economist Steve Moore say it's a blueprint for government-dependent media.
There's not a shortage of news. It's just the Seattle Times isn't providing news that people want or care about, and they can't make it in the free enterprise system. And, of course, they want to become a welfare patient. And, there's no reason that taxpayers should have to pay for something that they don't want to buy.
Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Canada may be expanding assisted suicide again.
The Quebec College of Physicians has released a statement saying that, quote, medical assistance in dying may be an appropriate treatment for infants suffering from extreme pain. The Canadian government has already expanded the assisted suicide option from just those who are terminally ill to those who are chronically ill, and in 2027 it will add those who are mentally ill. Pro-life advocates have warned that once legalized, the procedure always expands. Michael Harrington reporting.
A judge has blocked the Trump administration from cutting off hundreds of millions in public health grants to four Democratic-led states. At issue is the promotion of transgenderism and the use of diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. The Department of Health and Human Services told Congress it plans to withhold about $600 million that is allocated to California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. This is SRN News. Here's today's business report.
Fears that the partial government shutdown could put a dent in the airline industry, at least in the short run.
Travel experts warn of long security lines if the shutdown drags on and more officers take unscheduled leave. Airline industry groups fear major disruptions as the busy spring break travel season approaches. Rich Thomason, Washington.
A bill has been introduced in the Washington State Senate that would raise money, some of which would go to failing media outlets, including the Seattle Times. Critics like economist Steve Moore say it's a bad idea.
There's not a shortage of news. It's just the Seattle Times isn't providing news that people want or care about, and they can't make it in the free enterprise system. And, of course, they want to become a welfare patient. And, there's no reason that taxpayers should have to pay for something that they don't want to buy.
That's economist Stephen Moore for the Wall Street Business Report. I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.